You're listening to Vatican Radio. March 24th marks the Church's Day of Prayer for Missionary Martyrs in memory of Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was murdered while celebrating Mass on that day in 1980. During Romero's beatification in San Salvador last May, March 24th was also recognised as his feast day. Yet this year the date marks Holy Thursday and will not, therefore, be celebrated as an official Saints' Day. The popular Archbishop was gunned down by hired assassins because he had become an increasingly outspoken opponent of El Salvador's military leadership, making public each week a list of victims of the civil war. His murder came one day after a sermon in which he had called on Salvadoran soldiers to stop killing and carrying out human rights violations. In many countries across the world, Romero has long been revered as the voice of the voiceless, an inspirational figure for all who give their lives for the gospel values of human dignity, justice, and peace. As the former director of the English Catholic aid agency CAFOD, Julian Filikowski knew and worked with Archbishop Romero during his 3 years as head of the church in the Latin American nation. Today, Filikowski heads the London-based Romero Trust, which works to celebrate and share his legacy throughout the church and beyond. I talked to Filikowski about that legacy and about the coincidence of Romero's first feast day falling on the Thursday of Holy Week.
At first sight, that seems rather a sad coincidence, because the Triduum naturally takes precedence and the celebration of Romero's feast day will be suppressed. However, if you're a little closer examination, it is a wonderful opportunity. It's highly appropriate because Romero was truly a Eucharistic martyr. First of all, and most obviously, he was killed in the middle of the celebration of the Eucharist as he prepared to offer the bread and wine at Mass. But secondly, he was Eucharistic. He was not a victim snatched unexpectedly and killed. He gave his life. He gave his life freely. It was Christ-like. It was a Eucharistic martyrdom. And that makes the feast of Maundy Thursday so appropriate. And for those who will be celebrating the liturgy on the Thursday evening, it gives them abundant, beautiful material for reflection in the homily, linking Blessed Oscar Romero with that Maundy Thursday feast. And hopefully they will remember his name in the canon of the Mass, certainly on that particular day.
This beatification was longed for so much, wasn't it, in the years following his martyrdom, and particularly so in his own country, in El Salvador and throughout Latin America. How is this first feast day, do you think, going to be celebrated in Latin America?
Well, I imagine in Latin America, and indeed all over the world, people will remember Romero, Oscar Romero, especially at that time. I think his beatification brought just colossal joy to Latin America. He's a father of the Latin American church, but also far beyond that. His recognition as a figure who is almost a patron saint of this pontificate. He was the man that symbolized the poor church for and with the poor. And I think he's given a great deal of inspiration to our own Holy Father, Pope Francis.
He's also continues to be a huge source of inspiration for you personally, doesn't he? And you were blessed to have actually met him.
I had that. The greatest privilege of my life was to have known him, to have worked with him, and to have been his friend. And I never believed, I suppose, truly, that I would live to say I've known a saint in the recognised way. One knows many saints that one lives with around one, but in this special way. And for me, it's just this coming to fruition, the beatification, and hopefully within the next 18 months, his canonisation. It will be the centenary of his birth on August the 15th, 2017. And I think that the real, real hope is that Pope Francis will have him canonised by then. And the canonization now simply requires one miracle to be verified. And we hope that will be done, so that I think when we celebrate that centenary, it will be Saint Romero of America, not just Blessed Oscar Romero.
Now, of course, Oscar Romero is such a well-known name throughout the Catholic world and well beyond that. Also, another interesting figure from the same period, the same church there in El Salvador, also being considered for beatification at this same time.
Well, that's Father Rutilio Grande, the Jesuit priest who was a friend of Romero and whose killing, assassination, within weeks of Romero's appointment as Archbishop was something which had a profound effect on Archbishop Romero. We like to say, I mean, Rutilio was a martyr, and we hope he will very soon be declared a martyr. His closeness to the poor, his identification with the cause of the poor, was something which impressed Archbishop Romero. And he, having prayed over his body through the night after his death, indicated that where Rutilio had gone, he would have to follow. And so we often make the analogy of saying that Rutilio Grande was the John the Baptist to Romero's Christ, if you like. And the two are really inextricably linked together. And Pope Francis has made this point several times. If you look back through his comments sort of taken in conferences and so on, he mentions Rutilio Grande, whom he knew, and has said that the miracle of Rutilio Grande is not looking round for a healing, but the miracle of Rutilio Grande is Romero. And so it's clear in his mind he links the two together. And so our hope, our real great hope, and not quite expectation, is that Pope Francis will, during 2017, beatify Rutilio Grande and canonize Oscar Romero in the same ceremony here in Rome, to show that he was the universal church is recognizing and accepting them, not just the Latin American church where he is so particularly loved.
These two men, Romero, of course, in particular, do continue to be symbols, particularly for those working in the justice and peace mission today, don't they?
Yes, he has been an inspiration as someone who loved the poor, who placed himself alongside the poor, who made what we call nowadays, and too glibly, an option for the poor. But he was an advocate for the poor. He took up their cause and made it his own. And so the Justice and Peace Movement, which has its ups and downs, it has its popularity and its unpopularity, embraces him as a patron. And other institutions in the church, the same. Caritas Internationalis, at the time he was beatified, added him to their patrons, and they surely will be venerating him around the world in the Caritas family.
My thanks to Julian Filikowski, who heads the London-based Romero Trust.